but it may be argued the foolishness of the majority made them believe what they were told. What are you suggesting? When they were under the influence of Greek ideas, they weren't foolish. But when they converted to our belief, did their foolishness start then? Keep in mind, it was not different or otherworldly individuals the apostles convinced. They were ordinary people, initially adhering to Greek beliefs, but they accepted ours despite the associated risks. If they found more reason with the former beliefs, they wouldn't have strayed from them, having been accustomed to them for so long, and discarding them involved considerable risk. However, when they understood that everything they previously believed was a hoax and illusion, even when threatened with various forms of death, they willingly detached from their usual habits and accepted this new doctrine. The reason being that the latter's teachings align with natural law, while the former contradicts it.